on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
Everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Webb. Once again in the studio with me today is my dad.
Hello. Hello. And I think we just confirmed no news is good news because it means that we get an extra snippet of show because we haven't had the news.
No. But this is technically a news show because we have the news from the week, Junior.
Ah, ha, ha. Good point. Well yes. Made.
And we have some great stories lined up and one for any Star Wars or Clone Wars fans out there listening. We've got a very interesting one in the Around the World.
I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. You haven't watched it, but Mando. I know what it is.
Mando.
No.
Oh.
That's why I said Clone Wars.
I know Clone Wars.
You've watched Clone Wars?
I have actually watched.
Well, then you know who I'm going to talk about.
Wow, exciting.
Well, you might. There's definitely one person who might be listening.
I'm going to have to wait.
Who will know.
Yes. Hello, Mabel.
How did you know? But our first one is laptops for struggling students. So as you are all aware, and if you aren't aware, what have you been living under a rock?
A very large rock.
We are in lockdown, and that therefore means that students like me and some of you can't go to school, and we're doing online school. So that's using our laptops to get onto live lessons, maybe printing work for us to do. And there are some students who either have no laptop or are using a phone or an iPad, which they maybe got a few years ago, which doesn't work to the best of its ability. So there are a lot of students out there struggling at the moment to get their schoolwork done and be able to go online to actually still get taught the same as everyone else. So governments across the UK have promised that laptops for disadvantaged students who are finding it difficult to learn from home. So what is the problem? So as I said, as we're in lockdown because of COVID, most children are at school. Apart from the only children who are at school are the children of key workers and those who are vulnerable, who are allowed to stay in school. So, for example, people who are key workers, their children, if they don't go to work, then they're not helping us. So their children have to go to school because otherwise they'd be at home on their own. And for younger children, that would be a problem because the child wouldn't know what to do and you shouldn't really leave a child home alone. For example, someone who's in primary school. Maybe for someone who's in secondary school, it might be a little bit better because they'd kind of know how to look after themselves, do their work, get themselves food and things like that. But most children are doing online classes at home, but not everyone has access to a computer or strong internet connection. According to new research, up to 1.78 million young people in the UK do not have a desktop, laptop or tablet. Pupils without laptops in England have been told that they can go into school. However, teachers have warned that this could lead to hundreds of students being back in classrooms and the virus spreading further. So they're saying, oh yes, children can come into school if they don't have a laptop. But then they don't know the statistics show that in the UK there's 1.78 million people who don't have a laptop or a desktop or a tablet.
Yeah.
And who knows how many that could be in one school. That could be loads in one school. So then they could be inviting half the school back, which then still increases the risk of COVID going round the school and being spread in the classrooms.
Well, that's the trouble, isn't it? That it's not just, I mean, the children can obviously carry the virus and some of them can get symptoms and some of them can feel unwell. But it's then the impact of those children taking it home to their parents and spreading it that way.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to avoid.
So what are the government doing to help? So on the 12th of January, it was announced that 300,000 extra laptops and tablets would be available for disadvantaged students in England. This is on top of 700,000 devices in the UK government says have already been delivered to schools. However, many teachers have reported difficulties in getting laptops and say that some of the devices don't work. The Welsh government have said that they will provide an extra 35,000 laptops for students, which, while the government of Northern Ireland says they'll bring 10,000 extra devices. It's like numbers, like, oh, we're going to bring this. No, yep. We're going to bring this. No, we're going to bring this.
The whole thing is all about numbers.
Yes. And in Scotland, local authorities have given £45 million by the government to spend on hiring new teachers and buying more digital devices. So everywhere trying to, because they realise we're trying to teach them. And for example, someone in my year, we have our GCSEs next year. Mm. So we're trying to learn as much as we can, but then it's hard when, for example, the Wi-Fi goes down and the teacher goes all muffled or crackly, or there's a high-pitched screeching in the background of the teachers, which everyone can hear, or they can't present a PowerPoint, or just things like that, which therefore mean you can't learn to the best of your ability in that lesson, and it's harder for you to learn and be able to catch up with other people, for instance, if your internet goes down and you're the only one who can't hear the teacher, or print the work, or just something like that, you're not working to the best of your ability because of either your laptop or the internet, or things like that.
Yeah.
So how have people responded? So many charities and businesses are donating old or unused laptops to schools. Public figures are supporting schools and asking the government to do more. England rugby player Mario Itoje.
Yeah.
Has launched a campaign to get free laptops in every child who needs one. Itoje told The Times News, "There is a digital divide that could have a big impact in the next generation. After the pandemic, Itoje wants the government in England to improve laptop access in schools. In future, everyone needs a laptop," he says. And that's not just for using the laptop to watch Netflix or Disney Plus and stuff like that.
No, that's not going to teach you much of the curriculum.
No, it's for doing schoolwork. So you can use it for that, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's mainly for the schoolwork aspect
of it. There's no point in kind of getting to your GCSEs and going, oh, God, I only revised Minecraft.
Or Disney Plus, or how to scroll through Netflix, or something like that. So we are all we're not struggling, but there are some students who don't have a working laptop or working internet connection. So it's a lot harder for them. I feel like that's why quite a few teachers, well, definitely at my school, record our live lessons, because then anyone who couldn't get access to the internet or their laptop at that time, they can go back and watch it and still do the work.
It's a good idea.
Just at a little bit of a later date, so they can still catch up on the work. But obviously, it'd still be a bit hard because the teacher wouldn't be able to ask the teacher and they respond straight away with an answer to a question you may have.
Yeah. I mean, it's very important. The laptop access issue is very, very important. And I sympathise with, I've said this a load of times, but I sympathise with the government, because we've always hoped, beyond all hope, that all of these lockdowns are only going to be for a short period of time.
Yes.
So by the time that it would take them to roll out thousands and thousands of laptops, you would hope that we'd be out of the lockdown situation and children would be back in school. But with the breaking news that schools are not going to reopen until after Easter at the earliest.
Yes.
Obviously, that's another 6 weeks or so at the very least. You know, and it gives everyone time to do that, everyone time to get access to these laptops and to roll them out, and for children then to be given the tools that they need to learn.
Yeah, and as well, you said until Easter, but last March, it ended up going to about July or something like that. And they said, oh, it's only probably going to be 6 weeks, like they said this time. So touch wood, it doesn't happen like what happened last year, but we never know. If COVID all of a sudden spikes again, then you never know.
Well, this is it. Obviously, we're all hoping that the vaccine does its thing and has the desired effect. But it's going to take time. You know, it takes time to roll that out. And it's not going to be an overnight process.
No. And people need to realise that they can get it as well. Because there are some people who are going out, doing stuff, thinking, oh, I can't get it. but as it says in this song,
that's me banging my head against the microphone for effect.
Like, but I think anyone can get it, and you should just stay safe.
Anyone
can get it.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. Yeah, if you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know that you.
Was Anyone by Justin Bieber here on Phoenix 98 FM. Next up, it's time for our Around the World update. Three stories from around the world, and as I said, there is one for any Star Wars or Clone War fans who are listening, but I'll leave that one till the end so you can make sure you listen to all of them, to make sure you listen in to the Star Wars one at the end. And when I say the title of it, you won't think, how is this to do with Star Wars? But when you get a little bit closer in, or Clone Wars, when you get a little bit closer in, you'll realise.
Stop teasing us.
Okay, right, our first one. A tree of life emerges in a lake in New South Wales in Australia. A photographer has captured a tree of life formed in Lake Cattaro in the state of New South Wales. This isn't actually in South Wales either. This is in Australia.
Yeah, New South Wales.
Yeah, yeah. It's not South Wales. Like,
no.
It's not
yeah.
a New South Wales.
It's not a new version.
No.
Well, it was at one point. Otherwise, you know.
Why is it called New South Wales then? Yeah. Yes, so the lake is surrounded by tea trees, and when there is a storm, oil from the trees trickle into the water. The natural channels in the lake bed resemble the giant tree that fills with oil in the aerial drone photos shows beautiful patterns and colours. And in the picture, which listeners can't see,
they can't.
It actually looks just like a tree.
It does look stunning, I have to say.
Yes.
Yes.
Where are we off to next? What's our second around the world story?
We are whizzing over to India, where India have launched what will be the world's biggest vaccination scheme against COVID. And I know we don't like to talk too much about COVID on this show because it's everywhere, but the reality is you kind of have to sometimes. And just to put this into context, I think here in the UK, we have rolled out something like 7.1 million vaccines at the moment. So 7.1 million people have had the first of their two vaccine jabs. The Indian government aims to vaccinate 1.3 billion people, such is the vastness of the country and the population over there. And they're going to start with around 10 million, so more than we've vaccinated already, around 10 million healthcare workers, because the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, said they give their life to save others, and that is why the first jabs are being given to healthcare workers. This is our way of paying respect to them. So massive, massive task ahead in India.
Yes. And now our final one for any Star Wars and Clone War fans listening in. So in Mexico, an ancient statue is found in an orchard. Doesn't sound Star Wars related at all, does it?
No.
But just wait. So a limestone statue of a powerful woman has been found in a citrus orchard in Mexico. The 500-year-old 2-meter-tall statue is wearing a large headdress, and she has been likened to the Star Wars Jedi apprentice Ahsoka Tano. To any Clone Wars fans out there, you will know who it is. Do you know who it is?
No.
And then you're not. You don't. I haven't watched Clone Wars. Then,
well, I
clearly
have, but I'm not a fan.
Oh yeah, if you've watched Clone Wars, you'll know who it is.
No, I may have watched it once or twice.
But then you would have known who
it
is.
A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
You would have known who it is anyway. An expert analysing the statue says it's because of her clothing she is likely to be a powerful ruler. Experts are now planning to study the area where she was found. So if you're a Star Wars or a Clone Wars fan, there you go. Mm. There's been a statue which has been likened to Ahsoka Tano in Mexico. And earlier when I found that story, I was actually on a call with my friend Mabel, who loves Ahsoka Tano, and I told her and I sent her a picture of it, and she was shocked.
Shocked?
Shocked. And very
stunned.
Happy. Yes, and stunned.
Was there stunned silence on the call?
No, because we were all talking.
Well, how about that?
Yes. But they were our around-the-world stories.
Pretty
for
varied.
This week. Yes, and none of them were about animals.
No animals again.
Nope.
I know.
Well, because some weeks we've just talked about animals.
I know.
In
yes,
the
we do.
Around the world.
Yeah.
But now it's time for our next double song. The first one, Talk About Love by Zara Larsson featuring Young Thug, and Levitating by Dua Lipa featuring DaBaby.
Patience is a virtue. I ain't trying to hurt you. I need you to read between the lines. Calling me out and it's unfair. Told you I don't wanna go there. Swear that I can taste it. All your expectations rising up, but push them to the side. You know I'm down to go anywhere, but told you I don't wanna go there. I think you feel good, yeah, I think you're so sweet, but you're taking this all too seriously. You can get close, but I won't bite. Baby, look into my eyes. I don't wanna talk about love.
I don't got time to be lying like a rug. Hottest talking Kawasaki, I ride it. Undercover, yeah, baby, put your hand in my pocket.
I ain't got time to be lying out of no doorway. Shout out to switch. Try and drown me, I might float away. Can you please tell me I'm in control today? Figure for the day. Icy like the Eiffel Tower, babe. Yeah, why you wanna talk about it all the time? Keep it up over there, you gon' be mine. I see the way you vibe it. Keep me hypnotized, and diamonds lie like sirens.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
Take you for a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm levitating. You can fly away with me tonight. You can fly away with me tonight. Baby, let me take you for a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you. Moonlight, you're my
That was Talk About Love by Zara Larsson and Levitating by Dua Lipa. And now, my favourite part of the show, because we get to talk about food.
Food.
It's the food talk. And we kind of talked about something. We kind of talked to this about some. I can't see. we kind of talked about this, but in a complete different story.
Okay.
But you will find it a bit familiar. So a new meal is all crust, no pizza. So do you remember the story we talked about where someone went to a restaurant and basically just ate all the pizza but left the crust?
Yeah, but they left the crust intact, didn't they? They ate all of the inside.
Yep, and there was no cut in the crust at all. Pizza Hut in the US, and this was in the US, has launched a new pizza with a twist. There's no pizza. It's just crust around the edges and none of the middle. The crust is not plain, though. It's stuffed with ingredients such as cheese or meat. So basically, it's a pizza inside of the crust. So basically, a stuffed crust, but pizza crust.
So it's basically like a calzone, but it's the entire pizza rather than just folded in half.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. In 1995, Pizza Hut became one of the first large pizza chains to sell pizza with stuffed crust. But this is the first time that there has been one sold with no middle part. I don't know if I'd buy it. It would have to be very, very cheap.
Well, I think you would. Like I say, I don't think this is a new concept. It's just a new way of marketing this concept. Because a calzone pizza is basically a normal pizza folded in half. So it's semi-circular in shape rather than circular-ish. And therefore, obviously, all of the what would normally be a topping becomes the filling. So it looks like a bit of a giant Cornish pasty. So it sounds like that's what this is, except it's almost... It sounds like they've taken one pizza and they've turned another pizza on top of it and sealed it down. So it just looks like one great big crust. So it's a double calzone or a full calzone.
Okay.
I think.
And even on the box, they have put... So normally on the boxes in the... I don't know if they do it in the UK as well, but it says stuffed crust pizza with like the Pizza Hut hat or hut top logo on the top. But then this one in the US, so it's just basically a ring of crust up the top, or it says stuffed crust pizza, but the pizza bit has been crossed off and up near the red hat sort of thing, it says nothing but. So then when you read it, it says nothing but stuffed crust. Because it isn't. It's just...
That's it. It's just a whole stuffed crust.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell you what it does mean.
People eat the crust.
Well, yeah, there is that, yeah. Couldn't really order one and say, oh, I don't like the crust. Well, you've ordered the wrong pizza.
Yeah, you've ordered the wrong thing then.
But the when it's in the box, you don't need one of those little white table things.
We also talked about
mini
them
table.
Once.
Yes, we did.
In a little story.
Yeah, because there's nothing on the top to stick to the box.
No, it's just a crust.
It's just a crust.
But how would they do that? Like, they'd have to have it in a perfect circle. And they can't even cut it. I'm still very confused on how the person who probably started this, who went to a restaurant and just ate the pizza, managed to eat the pizza without cutting any of it, and it was in a perfect circle. That still confuses me a lot.
Why?
Because how have they done it?
Probably with a knife and fork, and they've just cut around the inside.
But how's it a perfect circle? Can you cut a circle?
There's no such thing as a geometrically perfect circle. Can't draw one. You certainly can't cut one.
In a pizza.
In a pizza.
Yes. But next up, and then we've got our two little stories at the end, but our next song now is Willow by Taylor Swift.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. If it was an open shut case, I never would have known
from that look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Head on the pillow, I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. There was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bait and switch was a work of art. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray,
time for our two little stories. Which one shall we start with this week? Let's start with this one. So, this has a lot of crooks call the cops.
Crooks call the cops?
Yes, crooks call the cops. So, I think we have just arrested the world's unluckiest burglars, the Chief Inspector John Owen. The two thieves in question had called the police on themselves while burgling a house in Stoke-on-Trent in England. Having broken in, one of the burglars sat on the phone accidentally dialing 999. How do you do that? 999 with your bum. Okay. The Staffordshire Police Force picked up the call and overheard everything, including one of the earth officers turning up and arresting them. I'm still very confused how you can dial 999 with your bum.
Well, it's a bit careless, isn't it?
Yes. Like, be careful. Look where the phone is.
I mean, when your phone's locked, you can still do emergency call, can't you? So maybe that's what it was.
But I don't... How? With your bum? That's my main question.
I don't know. Is that a message to wannabe crims? If you're breaking in somewhere, don't have your phone in your back pocket.
And preferably don't break into somewhere. That's the main thing.
That's probably a better message.
Yes, that's a much better message. Not don't have your phone in your back pocket. Don't break into somewhere in the first place.
And don't have Find My iPhone on.
That too. But main thing, don't break into somewhere. Why are you saying everything else?
I'm glad I've brought you up properly.
don't break into somewhere. And our second one, a samosa crashes in France.
Now, this is a story.
It's also another food one.
Tell me more.
I was going to have the other one as this, but I thought, no, I want to have that one as a food story, and this one as a little story. A samosa and a wrap. And a wrap, yep. Were sent into space by a takeaway restaurant in Bath, England, to have landed in France. Nijar Gahar tied helium balloons to their package that contained the items of food, a camera and a tracker. After three attempts, Gadhir launched his homemade spacecraft. However, there was a problem with the tracker and did not show where the package was. The next day, the tracker came to life and revealed that the food had landed in France. Not up in space. In France.
Yep.
Gahir messaged the person in the area via social media and asked if they could look for his space samosa. Incredibly, the person managed to find it and returned it to Gadhir. He's in England. It's already gone to France. Now it's going back. I want to eat it. In the footage, the samosa and wrap can be seen taking off from Bath and floating above the clouds. Why would you send it back? Why would you not just eat it?
Would you, though?
Would Why you would eat you not just chuck it in the bin, then? Why send it back?
Because it had a message on it.
Take out the food. Take out the food, keep the camera in there, and the helium balloons attached, and send it back.
I don't know. I like the story. And that, see, there's no other show. There's no other radio show, I reckon, in the whole country, maybe the whole world, but certainly the whole country, where you can go from a story about India rolling out 1.3 billion COVID vaccines to talking about a samosa in space.
And someone dialing 999 with a bum.
And that.
Yes.
Best show on Earth. And in space.
I know. And as well, talking about that, one of my friends who this next, two of them, who these next two songs have said it's also the best radio show they have heard. This first one by Harry Styles is for Aliza, and the second one by Shawn Mendes is for Katie.
Stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good.
Far away from here. We never learn.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Help me, it's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I'm looking through my phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. Trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe, oh. Is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
That was Sign of the Times by Harry Styles and In My Blood by Shawn Mendes. And if you would like a shout out or a song request, make sure you do message me on my Instagram or my Twitter at web_worldwide. I will take any and play them and even shout you out. But that is all from me this week. But I'll be back next week, a day before my 15th birthday.
What?
I'm 15. Next week. But with more from the week, Junior. And remember, new week, new news here on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain.
everything will stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, yeah. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back, memories bring back your. Memories bring back, memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Now my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, yeah. Here's to the ones that we got, wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back, memories bring back your.
Wasn't looking for love. diving in deep and I'm riding with no brakes. I'm bleeding, your love is swimming in my veins. You got me now.
Been waiting for a lifetime for you. Been breaking for a lifetime for you. Wasn't